All proceeds from the show will go towards the Red Cross's efforts to relieve victims of the Lebanon-Israel conflict. Get your tickets soon and rock out for peace.
That head is nice. And guess they got the price right. These shoes from the new shoe school. Are just so sweet you can't resist. But baby, all you got is got it wrong. But baby, all you got it wrong.
All that matters is your naked body. All that matters is your naked smile. All that matters is your naked body. All that matters is your naked smile.
Naked flesh pressed on the window pane. Standing, waiting in your empty flat. Time's gone by when foreign travelers left that city from the port of yours. But baby, all you got is got it wrong. But baby, all you got it wrong.
All that matters is your naked body. All that matters is your naked smile. All that matters is your naked body. All that matters is your naked smile.
All that matters is your naked body.
Money can't buy what you're searching, and you feel it in your heart. Still, your saddles are worth a thousand lilacs, but oh, lucky, that's all you wear for me. And baby, even if you think that all you've got it wrong, it doesn't matter.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardward Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard, right there, a brand new band called Box Kodax. C-O-D-A-X, featuring Nick McCarthy from Franz Ferdinand. Yes, the new Franz Ferdinand side project. That's Box Kodax with Naked Smile. And who do we have in the studio today? Hello, are you there? Hello, are
I'm
you there?
Hello. Hi.
Who are you?
My name is Manolis Zontanos.
Please explain, what do you do, Manolis? You are a lifeguard. Can you please explain? You are a lifeguard on an Aardwarta Human Serviette radio show.
I used to be a lifeguard up to about 4 months ago, and now I am a full-time comedian now, but I used to be a lifeguard for like about 15 years.
Now, is that a weird thing to say, I am a full-time comedian? What sort of reactions do you get when you say, I am Manolis, a full-time comedian? Hello, here is my check. Cash it.
I usually get like...
First off, you won't be cashing checks if you're a comedian.
Well, usually then afterwards I have to serve them a coffee, so this usually this depends.
Hello, I am Manolis, a full-time comedian. Is it weird saying that, Manolis? Where are you from? Please explain a bit of background. The lifeguard to the full-time comedian. How did this happen?
Well, I was from a young age. I was a lifeguard, and I got a job lifeguarding at rec centers and different pools and all that. And as the years went by, I became friends. In my party days, I became friends with this guy named Jason Rouse. And then more years go by, and one day he started doing stand-up comedy in Vancouver. So then he introduced me to the world of stand-up, and I couldn't wait to try it, so I tried it. And then because you don't make a lot of money, I still had to keep my full-time job as a lifeguard and still... Basically, I had two jobs for like...
So kids are dying, basically, for you to do your comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You're leaving the pool and taking the act on the road. Now, when you left the pool, who took over for you? And do you think they're going to go into comedy? Is there a lot of comedy around the pool?
There is a lot of comedy around the pool, but if you're not a comedian, you're not going to see it. Like, there is... I miss those kids.
Is there a lot of Speedo jokes and stuff like that? Or peeing in the pool? Or hot tubs type stuff? Or rash? That sort of thing?
Well, there's a lot of funny stuff in the sense of like these kids are just like they're amusing to me, and you can talk about to a kid about anything you want. Like a North End kid from Hamilton who uses the word guy all the time, and that makes me laugh all the time. It's like, yo, guy, hey, guy. And then it's like you realize after a month or two, you're just like, you're starting to use the word guy also, and it's, that itself is amusing.
How about the diving board? Any fun diving stories?
There's always the occasional one where someone will lose their shorts, but they eventually get them back, and then everything's cool.
Now, what is some good advice for people if they do lose their shorts, Manolis? I mean, some advice here. You can give comedy advice. Again, 604-2487, 822-2487. If you have any questions for Manolis, you know, you can give some comedy advice. And actually, you're going to be giving advice tonight, live on stage. Maybe you could mention that. Tonight at Yuck Yucks.
Yuck Yucks, 8 o'clock show, and a 10:30 show, and also Saturday night.
And where is Yuck Yucks?
It's in the basement of the Plaza Hotel. I can't remember the name of it. It's in a Plaza Hotel. Do you know?
The Plaza Hotel.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
All right, right on. That's where I'm going to be tonight. So, yeah, we're going to give out some tickets later to go to the show. But
that's tomorrow night. If people are interested, they can phone in and win free tickets to go see Manolis.
Yes.
But speaking of the actual lifeguarding and stuff, what are some hints? So you're at the pool and you lose your shorts. What are some hints to get away from that sticky situation? How have you seen people recover from that?
Usually it's a good idea just to tie your shorts. It's always a good idea. I remember one time, it's like, this is my favorite thing about old people. Like, I remember one time I'm guarding this thing called water exercises. So it's mostly old ladies. And then after the water exercises was adult swim. So the guys are start wandering in like 10 minutes at the end of the water exercises. And this guy, he must have been like late 80s, maybe early 90s, just saunters out nice and slowly, butt naked, forgot to put on his shorts. And like so, and this is the best.
And it was up to you to tell him to put them back on.
Yeah, it's up to me to tell him that, hey man, you don't have any clothes on, dude. You know what I mean? So I had to go up to him. Now all these ladies are laughing, and this is the best part. So I told him, like, excuse me, sir, I don't know. I'm covering him with my flutter board, so all the ladies can't see him now. But I go, I'm sorry, sir, but I don't know how to tell you this, but your shorts are, you don't, not wearing any clothes. And he goes, oh. So what does he do? He undoes his bag where all the stuff is and puts his shorts on there, like nice and slow. Like he didn't even care to, like, it wasn't like, oh, and he scoots off back. He didn't care.
He recovered totally. So the advice is just don't care. Just go about it. Act cool.
Yeah, maybe that's the key. Does act like you're not. I actually wanted to be naked.
And did you ever see him ever again?
I saw him here and there.
That was very noble of you to like cover him up with your flutter board. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it's called a flutter board.
One of those boards to help kids swim, right, or something like that.
Yeah, it helps learn how to swim, and it's great. It's a great asset to throw if someone's drowning.
That's very noble of you, Manolis, playing tonight at Yuck Yucks and tomorrow night doing stand-up comedy.
Yes.
Manolis in Vancouver for the first time.
In my life. I love it.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So from a lifeguard to stand-up comedy, but also your stuff, your artwork is in the ladies' washroom of Alice Cooper's restaurant?
Oh, it's a collage that I put together that I made years ago of his career, and I wanted him to see it for so long, and I couldn't get to him. So then one year I went to a show, and someone says, that's Alice Cooper's daughter's, having smoke. So I asked her if she could get her dad to sign it, and she said no. So I said, now at that point, I was so fed up with it, the whole idea of trying to get him to sign it. So I said, if I give this to you, will you give it to your dad? He's like, yeah, okay. So thinking like,
a second. This was at an Alice Cooper show. How did you meet Alice Cooper's daughter? You were just carrying around this cloth thing, hoping to running into some sort of Alice Cooper relative?
Well, yeah, it was a collage that I got sealed to wood. So it was like this. It was like it was 4 feet by 2 feet,
An impressive collage.
Yeah, yeah, it was impressive
collage. Can you describe it a bit more? What would it look like?
Well, basically what I did was I had the Greatest Hits album from Alice Cooper, which is a black and white drawing of him and his band. It's all gangster-like. So it's a long picture, but it's not a double album. So I cut the sides of the album, opened it up, pasted it on a piece of cardboard, and then I put about 6 inches around the whole thing, all the way around in a square circle of his whole career, of laying out everything that he's ever done, up to this point. And it was and it took me 3 years to make, and I just did it for myself. Then as the years went by, I thought, oh, it'd be cool if he signed it or if he saw it more. I really wanted him to see it more than anything. So I just I went to three shows in Hamilton, at Hamilton Place, and I would never be able to get to him. No one would ever help me. And then just 1 year, I'm just standing there behind Hamilton Place doing the same thing, trying to get into the show, backstage. And this guy says, a fan, he goes, you know who that is right there? It's like, no, who? He's like, that's Alice Cooper's daughter. I'm like, really? So I just walked up to her and just started talking to her. And then she wouldn't get him to sign it. So I said, listen, if I give this to you, will you give it to your dad? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. And she took it from me, put it on the tour bus. And the roadie guy's like, man, this is really cool of you. Because it's you can see it on my website, but it's really cool. One year goes by. I go back to Hamilton Place. He's back again. So I ask this guy, the security guy, I'm like, listen, I was here a year ago. I gave Alice Cooper's daughter a collage. I gave Alice Cooper, do you know what I'm talking about? And he goes, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And that thing was awesome. So he finds out from her daughter that they put it in the wall in his bar in Cooptown. So the thing I gave to him, he took it and got it to. So yeah, and he didn't know I knew this, but so I tried to meet Alice Cooper at a signing, and I did. This is the best part. I actually walked in. He was doing an autograph signing where you had to pay money to get him to sign something, and I walked up to him, and he's walking out, and it was this luck that we walked head into each other, and I'm like, I go like this, I go, Mr. Cooper. Like this, he looks at me. I go, I'm Manolis. Thinking he's going to go, oh, yeah. And he goes, I'm the one who made the collage. I gave it to you. Gave it to your daughter. Gave it to you in Hamilton Place. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he just walks away from me. That's all he says.
I thought he said he put it in the woman's washroom. I saw a clip on YouTube where he talks about putting it in the woman's washroom.
Was it
the
woman? Maybe I misheard. I thought he said he's going to put it in his bar in Cooptown.
No, he said in a woman's washroom in the bar in Cooptown.
Oh, no way. Maybe I didn't even realize that. I got to listen to that again.
I thought that was really cool, though. The woman's washroom of Alice Cooper's restaurant. Your stuff is in there, Manolis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing that for Canada. That's really persistent.
Oh, it was. It took me years to get it done, definitely. I didn't know, I never knew, in all my life that when I made it, that eventually I was going to get it in his hands.
Manolis is one of the new breed of comics. This Hamilton native is fast making a name for himself wherever he performs. London, New York, Toronto, L.A., and now Langley, B.C. How was Langley, B.C., and did you make a name for yourself there, Manolis?
It was good. Yeah, it was a fun show. I forget who I did the show with, but
apparently you played with Canada's George Carlin. Canada's George Carlin.
No, I didn't play with George Carlin.
No, Canada's George Carlin.
Oh, who's Canada's George Carlin?
I'm not sure. It was some comedian billed as Canada's George Carlin played with Manolis. And you make a name for yourself in every place you play, including Langley, British Columbia, Canada. Could you explain a bit about playing Langley? You're playing tonight in Vancouver at Yuck Yucks and tomorrow at Yuck Yucks, Manolis. Yeah. What was Langley like? Langley, British Columbia, the horse capital of BC.
Was it the casino gig?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was okay. It was like a 200 seater, but it was like only 50 people showed up. So it was cool because all the cool cats were sitting in the back row. That they were laughing the most, but there were definitely they would laugh, but it was just like it was one of those working gigs. You had to work your.
How do you know if you make a name for yourself when you do a gig?
Well, I think if you're on the right track, if people are coming up to you, definitely, and like asking questions about you, that's when you know you're doing something right. You know,
because this Yuck Yucks tour you're on right now is pretty damn huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it's all through Canada, totally. Yeah, it's all through the West.
They're really working you hard.
Working me hard and not paying me enough.
Is there a Yuck Yucks tour bus?
No, the tour bus is me driving the vehicles usually, or I get on a bus or the Red Arrow or get on a plane and make it all work out. Like it's awesome, man. It's awesome. You just, you know, doing shows everywhere and anywhere, meeting chicks and getting like drunk.
Manolis, how hard is it to get Yuck Yucked?
How hard is it?
To get Yuck Yucked? I mean, you were doing the Yuck Yuck circuit. Some comedians probably are pretty envious of this. Hell, you probably would have been envious about this a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
To get Yuck Yucked. What does it mean to get Yuck Yucked? And can you get Yuck Yucked if you're not part of Yuck Yucks?
Well, I mean, they do hire some comedians from the States. But, like, the thing is, like, to do it, like, a lot of guys don't even want to leave Ontario to do this Western tour because it's 6 weeks away from home. So I'm just all about the experience. So I'm like, yeah, like you gotta have your chops up for this tour because you do a lot of one nighters.
How do they pitch it? How does Yuck Yucks pitch a 6 week Western tour? And why wouldn't people want to do it? How do they pitch it?
Well, it's. The thing is, they know that everybody else knows that the part of the problem. Some of these gigs are like 10-hour drives.
But what did they say though? How did they say about this tour? How did they pitch it to you?
Well, they say, well, you'll get to do Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, and you get to do Sun Peaks. They just try to tell you like all the ups about it more than the downs, but there is a lot of downs. But if you're, it depends on kind of person you are, they're not really.
So Sun Peaks is a big selling point.
Well, I think it can't because it's a ski resort, right? And then maybe you could go early and you can ski if you want. But I don't know, man. I think it's all good. Like I've been to Regina. I've been all these places that I didn't even know existed. I like it all, man.
And it's quite a bit easier when you're with Yuck Yucks, isn't it? Because if you're on your own, you don't actually get into the club. How hard is it to get into the actual club? Could you book the same tour without being part of Yuck Yucks?
No. You could book a tour, but it would be like half the work. Like I'm like some weeks I'm working four nights a week, you know, like four gigs a week, one nighters all over the place. That's the whole thing about this. And it's another thing is like I get to see Canada, all these different places in Canada I wouldn't even think about going to.
How hard was it to get Yuck Yucked? How hard was it?
I've been doing stand-up since I was 27, and so I'm 36, right? And so I started when I was...
Wait a second, it says you're 24 on your MySpace.
I know.
Does that help with bookings?
It helps with chicks, man.
Baboom.
No, yeah, I just... But the thing is, I've been like 9 years into doing stand-up, and so like it took me this long just to get... I mean, even... 2 years ago, I would have been okay, but like, say 3 or 4 years ago, I wouldn't have my chops up to do some of these one-nighters because they're like really rowdy dudes getting all drunk trying to throw things at you, you know?
You were ultimately devoted to get onto this Yuck Yucks, weren't you? You really went through it.
Yeah, totally. I just wanted to...
Like so far as to hang out with Screech. Could you explain a bit about that, Manolis? You and Screech. Who is Screech?
Dustin Diamond, right? From Saved by the Bell. I was, because I live in Hamilton, right? It's like what happens is sometimes like certain the Yucks will book a certain star like Dustin Diamond because they know they can get like you know, like people come to see them, so they'll pay them a certain amount of money, and they'll do like say four shows or four Yuk Yuks. They'll do like London, Hamilton, Toronto, and a bunch of shows.
Could Screech ever get that many gigs in the States?
No.
So Canada's a little gold mine for these people.
Yeah, because it's like their celebrity. They're what's left. He's that window's even fastly closing for him, even because his fan base are like getting older. Like they're like gonna get to a point where they don't even care to go see. Like now the next generation of like 20-year-olds, they don't know Saved by the Bell, you know?
So who have they been bringing in? They brought in Screech?
They brought in Screech. They brought in Jimmy Walker.
He's amazing.
I like the
dude. He could do clubs anywhere, right?
Yeah, he can. He can still do clubs in the States. He's funny. He's a dude. I like them. I hung out with him like 2-3 days. I thought he was in total straight edge, but a very interesting guy.
You know? Screech.
Okay, so Screech. So my boss at the time, one of the Yuck's bosses, calls me up and says, hey, would you be able to pick up Screech from the airport for us? And I'm like, of course I will. Like, because it's just, to me, the hilarity that I'm going to be driving in my car was Dustin Diamond. Right? So I pick him up at the airport in Toronto, and he's like, I'm like, hey. And he looks at me, and I think he thought I was going to ask him for his autograph. I go, no, dude, I'm your ride. And he goes, oh. And so he comes with me. And, like, we hit it off right
away. Was anybody looking for autographs? Was anybody looking at him? Is he instantly recognizable as Screech?
Not at that moment. Like, from a little bit later, like, it happened. But, like, from, like, when we left the airport to get to my car, no one was bothering him at all.
What did he look like? What does Screech look like?
Exactly the same, except chubbier.
Like, were you given any instructions of how to find Screech? Did you have a little sign that said Screech on it, or how?
No, you know what? I knew what he looked like. I should have. I might have been a good idea if I had a sign, but no. I was just like standing there with my shades on. Like I looked like I was ready to buy drugs more like than to pick up Screech. So like I think he was a little thrown off by me when he first saw me. He's like, "Who's this guy?" I'm like, "I'm your ride." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And so we get in the car, and then we're gonna go to. He wanted to go to Toronto first. At a club, like a one, like it was like an open mic night, and he wanted to see if there was a chick there because he met from the last time he was here. So he was like, instantly wanted to try to get laid, which I thought was hilarious.
That's very noble of him, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, he has his priorities.
He's straight. So we went to this open mic, but it wasn't happening. Like the situation for him, like trying to get laid. And I go, dude, I go, let's get out of here. Let's just go back to Hamilton.
Now, wait a second. He was looking for a girl that he had seen there before.
Yeah.
And was hoping that she'd be back there. Was she a performer?
Yeah, she was a performer. She was
As in a performer? Was she that type of performer?
No, she was also a comic.
And she wasn't there?
She was there.
What was her name?
Joanna Downing.
And he approached her?
Yeah, he totally approached her.
And what happened?
I think he just got the runaround from her. Because well, like, she's like, I guess they talked the last time he was around. But it wasn't like, you know, like that's all it was. So they were just talking, and like he comes back and sees if he can work that angle, and she wasn't having anything to do with it.
How come he didn't jump up on stage and bang out a few numbers?
Because I guess I don't know why. Because maybe it was just an open mic. I don't think he would have been. He knows he's smart enough to know better. Probably you know he'd probably die a horrible death in front. It was a room full of comedians. So I walk in with this Dustin Diamond, and it's like. It's like, was that Manolis with Dustin Diamond? Like, what, like, which was hilarious on its own. And then I said, dude, let's leave. So he goes, hey, there was this waitress, and like, he still wants to get laid, right? So this waitress that works at the Yuk Yuks in Hamilton, he hooked up with the last time he was around. And he goes, and I knew about it. He's like, hey, there's this girl, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Can you get her number? So I'm like, yeah, I can get her number, actually. So it's so funny because now I'm calling my buddy Stan Thompson to get this number of this girl, and I get the number of he's telling me the number, but he's kind of laughing on the other end of the phone because he can't believe he's giving me this number so Dustin Diamond can meet this chick. So I get the number, I call
now,
her.
Now, why did you give the number? Because Dustin Diamond could infect the girl with something, or vice versa, and you would be to blame.
I would be proud.
No, that's awful if the girl got something.
Well, I mean, yeah, the honest truth, there's probably more of a chance of him getting something from the girl.
Ba-boom!
So, anyway, so she gets on the phone with him. They talk, and then she says, meet me at Buddy's Roadhouse in Hamilton.
That's an awesome name, Buddy's Roadhouse.
Yeah,
I love that name. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah, it is perfect. It's right beside Gage Park, and it's like, And it's like, oh, holy, in Hamilton. And all I could think is like, I can't, like, and he said yes. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to show up at Buddy's. I know, like, I know people there. But
are you thinking at this time that it's going to make good material? What's happening? Like, are you thinking this is going to be great for my own act, being able to tell this story?
I was hoping there might be a funny story in there somewhere, but I was more worried.
Like, were you trying to intervene to make it even more funny?
I was just trying to make sure, like, my, because I was kind of responsible for the guy, so part of it was more like, I just didn't want no one to try to beat up Screech, you know what I mean? Like, you know how people are, it's like...
Whereas I would be, I don't want Screech to beat up or infect anybody, I'd be the exact opposite there.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot of people who would want a Screech baby, you never know.
Ba-boom times three!
So I take him to Buddy's Roadhouse, and as soon as we walk in, he sees some guy at the fireplace, and he goes, "Dustin Diamond?" He's like, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm just hanging out, buddy." So like right away, like everybody's like, "What the?" Like, it was totally cool, but it was just so funny because it's just so out of place. What, in a million years, you'd never think you'd be in a like, you know, this dingy bar in the middle of Hamilton, and all of a sudden, like, Screech shows up, and the chick was there, and they hooked up, and they were having drinks, and we all just partied till like 4 a.m. And then eventually he left with her to infect her.
Did you have to pick her up or anything like that afterwards, or drive her home, or pick him up and drive him home?
I had to pick him up the next day in the afternoon from, I forget where, but yeah, I had to pick him up. He was hooked up with her, and he was kind of funny because he was like stressed out because I guess she was trying to give him the bolts, trying to say, like, every time you come by, we hook up, and now you're going back home, and you just leave me here. Like,
how are his own gigs?
He does okay. He's okay. He's not, like, over-the-top funny, really. But he's passionate. I'll give him that.
Jason Rouse is another fellow that you mentioned earlier. I was looking at his tour schedule, and it's unbelievable. Like, all the dates, especially in Europe, this one after the other, it's almost ridiculous. It's crazy. I just couldn't believe it. There's tons and tons of stuff. Is he all by himself? How does he get the gigs?
Well, I think he's associated through this company called Off the Curb, and they book his tours for him. Like, that's their whole gig. It's like almost the Yuck Yucks out there, in a sense. Like, it's like they're bookers. So they're like a really good booking company, and he got into that loop, and now he's like just doing everything and anything. They really got a lot of hookups. I'm trying to get in there myself. So I think after my tour in Canada, I'm going to try to go to the UK again and see if I can get in that loop too. You know?
And you are Manolis, live here on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, 604-822-2487, UBC CITR. If you have any questions for Manolis, and Manolis is performing tonight at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and tomorrow night at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we have some free ticket giveaways, too, if you're interested in going to see Manolis tomorrow night at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, hitting the road, touring. Comedy is hard, isn't it, Manolis?
It's hard, but it's good, man. It's fun.
Because local comic Shecky Gray told me that he had such a hard time up on stage that he was heckled on a bus afterwards. Like, a few weeks later, he was on a bus and somebody recognized him and said, "You're Shecky Gray!" And started heckling him on a bus. He got heckled on a bus because somebody remembered his act. Have you had trouble with heckling in that sense?
I had some of my jokes, I talk about sex, right? And one time I did a show. This is so funny to me because one time I did a show and I didn't get heckled, but this girl got in my face and was telling me I was a chauvinistic, and like she was telling me what the problem with my jokes were. And I finally, it's like at the end of it, I go, "Listen, I don't know what else to tell you, but I'm harmless. I'm harmless. They're just jokes." Like, I was arguing with this girl for 5 minutes, and as soon as
you arguing on stage?
No. This is off stage. That's the weird part. This is the weird part. I was arguing with her off stage.
But at least it was in the club. It wasn't on a bus.
No.
I'm talking about getting heckled, like, in public. "Yeah, Manolis!" I know, and then heckling you. Have you had any experience like that? Like, people heckling you? Also, Shecky Gray was saying he was heckled by a member of the Degrassi Club.
Oh, that's not good at all.
The Degrassi Club. An actual Degrassi kid, I think, actually did that.
An actual
Degrassi kid. I'm not sure. Well, there's been tons of them, I guess. Have you been heckled by anybody famous like that? Been heckled by a Degrassi kid? He was also saying he was heckled by some troops as well. Some army dudes.
Oh, I was heckled by this chick that was, what was that, like, that loft show in Canada? Some chick.
The Lofters.
The Lofters. I was heckled by a Lofter, and I told her off.
And that was during your act?
During my act. I told her. I didn't know it was her at the same time. I was like, it was had to do with about like I was doing a joke about Jesus. It was an old joke. I don't even do it anymore. But she's like, someone. So she yells out, "Do you think? Shame on you for making fun of Jesus." I go, "Do you think I came all the way from Hamilton to listen to you talk?" And then I started yelling at her for like 5 minutes about her needing to shut the F up. And the crowd loses it. And then I found out afterwards it was the girl from Lofter.
How did you find out it was a Lofter?
You know, people. There's a lot of eyes everywhere, man.
But has your focus been lost when you've seen the person heckling you is wearing a uniform or is a Degrassi kid or something like that? Have you had any experience like that?
No. Throws me off.
Have you got hurt at all? Local comedian Hugh Fokowski once broke his leg doing stand-up comedy. He does a lot of karate kicks and stuff like that. And he broke his leg doing stand-up comedy. Is that not devotion to the craft? Can you top that, Manolis? If Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada's Hugh Fokowski can break his leg while doing stand-up comedy, have you had anything like that? Can you top that? Is that not the top?
I ran the border to do stand-up. Does that impress you?
Is that a physical? I guess how? Well, I don't know about. Well, that's a bit different, isn't it? Like actually at the club, you know, surviving a broken leg.
No, I have not. No. On stage, no, I've never hurt myself that severely.
Have you heard of anybody else breaking their leg on stage or being attacked on stage?
Attacked, yeah. There's been a lot of comedians that have been attacked.
But you personally haven't had anything like that? Have you been spat on or anything like that?
No, I haven't. No.
How do you react to spit? I've seen another comedian. I think his name is. Well, he's the lead singer of the band The Brutal Knights, Nick Flanagan from Toronto. And I saw him doing stand-up comedy in Toronto.
Okay.
But he was doing stand-up comedy in Vancouver. Right. He was opening up for a band, and somebody spat on him, and he was like, "Oh, you spat on me." And then he grabbed a mic that he was holding,
He
rubbed the mic in the spit, and then he put the mic onto the person that spat on him.
That's cool.
Sweater, and said, "Now you're covered in your own spit." And it kind of like diffused the situation nicely there. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Craig Campbell, a hero of mine, he got someone threw a pint at him, like a pint of beer, while he was doing stand-up. So he got off the stage, ran up to the guy and punched him out, and then got back on the stage and continue on with his act.
It's interesting that people would throw beer because they're not drinking it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a waste. Like, why would you actually do that?
Yeah.
If I was him, I don't know if I would have punched out the guy. I probably would have, like, got a straw and tried to suck it all up because you don't want to waste any beer because every penny counts when you're a comedian, right, Manolis?
I know that.
Playing tonight at Yuck Yucks in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and tomorrow night. And also another little example of sort of the hard life of being a comedian. How about being booked into interesting venues? I guess here you're pretty safe, aren't you? Because, you know, you're on a Yuck Yucks tour. Is that a safe audience?
Well, the clubs are. I would say the clubs are, but I would say the one-nighters aren't. A lot of the one-nighters are could be bad situations.
But even though it's in a comedy club, because this other comedian, Shecky Gray, he was telling me about being booked into, in Victoria, the Tally Ho Motor Inn with a Christian comic. It was him and a Christian comic
right.
at the Tally Ho Hotel. And it was quite an interesting audience. There was a lot of troops there and stuff like that.
Right.
Like, it was, whoa, this is a wild venue. Don't you think with the Yuck Yucks, at least it's a safe venue, i.e. it's not some sort of sketchy venue. You know, you're probably going to get paid, etc. Isn't a lot easier? Have you had any weird venues like the Tally Ho Motor Inn and then been on the bill with some Christian comics or something like that?
Most of the gigs I've done have been with Yuck Yucks. I would say, like, yeah, they're for the most part pretty safe. I would say, like, I've done some like open mics in Toronto where they're in shady areas and maybe get heckled by a drunk man and yeah, but nothing too crazy like that, I would say.
And you're saying in Hamilton, the word goof means something special, doesn't it?
It does. It means they're fighting words. If you see two people, like, people from Hamilton don't even realize this, but if you see two dudes talking and there's going to be a fight coming, and then one guy says to the other guy, goof, says, "You're a goof," you know that means, oh, shit, they're going to fight. They're probably going to fight. And should step back.
And Hamilton plays pretty strongly into your act, doesn't it, Manolis?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, a lot of some of the stories I talk about was from the pool, which is in, like, that I used to work at in Hamilton. And then there's also the whole idea that, like, that's where I was born and raised.
It's an interesting place, Hamilton. It's pretty close to Flint, Michigan, isn't it? Isn't it near Flint, Michigan, Detroit, Flint, that whole area?
Well, kind of. I guess to get to Hamilton, to get to Detroit, you'd have to get to Windsor, which is 3 hours away from Hamilton. So
okay, not really.
Okay.
I think it was like Sister City. Or something like Flint Flint and Hamilton are sister cities. Michael Moore's city, Flint, is sister city with your city, Hamilton, and you are Manolis.
Yes, I am.
From Hamilton.
And I love Michael Moore.
Who else is from Hamilton? Like, I noticed, like, SCTV basically from Hamilton.
Apparently, most of those guys are from Hamilton. Yeah, they were on, like, they went to McMaster and stuff like that. And Jason Rouse is also from Hamilton.
Like Eugene Levy?
Yeah, apparently he's from Hamilton.
Martin Short?
Yeah, yeah.
Dave Thomas?
I don't know about Dave, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I say, like, I know him now.
I also understand the Meatballs dude, Ivan Reitman. He's from Hamilton, too.
I didn't know that.
And the mayor of Hamilton wrote you a little letter.
Oh, he did, yes.
I like looking at that in your press kit, and he misspelled your name, kind of.
Yeah.
That's a really nice little touch there. What did he do? He, like, said your last name instead of your first name, which is...
Zontanos, my last name. So he, like, he crossed out my last name and wrote down in his own handwriting his first name.
Which was really cool because you actually get the real mayor's handwriting on an actual letter.
So exactly.
It's like a printed out thing. I think Ronnie the Hawk Hawkins also is from Hamilton, isn't he?
I think he is. I was like, my bosses were so mad that I got that letter from the mayor.
Why is that?
Because I was helping.
Yeah, why did you get the letter from the mayor? Well, I was just excited you got a letter from the mayor. Who cares why you got it?
Well, simple enough, there was this, the mayor was giving the rec center, like, money to fix it up. And so they were doing, like, this whole ceremony thing with the check. And the guy that was working with the mayor needed to get, like, 10 things done at the same time. And my boss said, just help this guy. I show up to work. I'm like, okay, so what do you need done? And he tells me, and I do all this stuff for him in a matter of like a half an hour. So I guess I just de-stressed his day because he thought everything was falling apart. There was no one at the rec center. My bosses are lazy because that's what usually bosses are. And then so, you know, I just said, dude, that's it. You need anything, come to me. And that was it. And then a week later, I get a letter from the mayor thanking me for helping his assistant. So my bosses were pissed because... I got credit for something that they thought they should have got credit for, even though they didn't do anything.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that Ronnie Hawkins is actually from Arkansas.
I think, though, originally he's from Arkansas, but didn't he move to Hamilton?
He moved to Canada, I know that.
Yeah, Hamilton. I think that's where his ranch is. And then he hooked up with the Hawks.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to play a vintage Hawks track right now here, caller, called I Wish You Would by John Hammond, and it has the Hawks as the backing band. Yes, Ronnie Hawkins is American officially. I think he's actually a good friend of Bill Clinton as well, and Bill Clinton, of course, named his daughter Chelsea after a Joni Mitchell song. So there we go. We do kind of have some Canadian content related to Ronnie Hawkins and Bill Clinton. Thank you very much, caller, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Cheers.
Doot doot a loot doo.
Since my baby went away.
And you're still listening to CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And it was John Hammond, backed up by The Hawks, Ronnie Hawkins' backup band, featuring Robbie Robertson on guitar in that particular number with I Wish You Would. Ronnie Hawkins, who hung out around Hamilton, Ontario. And a guy from Hamilton, Ontario is still in the studio right now. Who are you? Please explain to people. Who are you and why are you here?
I am a superhero from another world, but right now I'm Manolis Antanos and I'm a comedian.
Manolis is one of the new breed of comics. This Hamilton native is fast making his name for himself wherever he performs. London, New York, Toronto, LA, Langley, BC, and now Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tonight at Yuck Yucks, and tomorrow at Yuck Yucks. Now, speaking of comedy, can you do some jokes for us? A little teaser of what we might actually hear tonight or tomorrow night there, Manolis.
Okay, yeah, I would totally like to tell some jokes. I would start with, let me think. Oh, they're passing a new law where it's going to be against law for minors to buy spray paint because of graffiti problems, which I'm cool with. But I can't wait for that day when I'm walking through Canadian Tire.
Wait a second. This is confusing. When you get introduced, Manolis, like, okay, Manolis, do some jokes. Do you have, like, a little intro that you do? You know, maybe we should have a bit of the intro because it just sounded like we just, like, turn on the mic and you'd already been speaking for 5 minutes, you know? Do you have, like, an intro that you do, or is that how you do it?
Well, maybe they'll announce, here he is, Manolis Zantanos! And then I'll just go on stage and I'll just start saying, talking to the audience a bit. But, no, I don't have actual music. I should get some. How do you want to do it?
Okay, that was good. That was your intro right there.
Okay. Well, like, they're passing new laws where it's going to be against law for minors to buy spray.
I still have a problem with you saying that.
Why?
You just sound half-hearted doing that. Okay. You sound a bit half-hearted on that particular one. Sorry. I mean,
you want me to go to the next joke?
No. It just sounded a bit half-hearted.
Okay. They're passing a new law where it's going to be against law for minors to buy spray paint.
It still doesn't sound like you're really into it. Maybe I should give you a bit of an intro.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Manolis from Hamilton, Ontario. Welcome, Manolis.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
What about hello, Nardwuar?
Hello, Nardwuar.
Tell me some jokes.
I was recently heard on the news that they're passing a new law where it's going to be against law for minors by spray paint because of graffiti problems, which I'm cool with. But I can't wait for that day where I'm walking through Canadian Tire and someone says, psst, hey, mister. Yeah? Can you give me some Krylon? It's like, sure, man. It depends. Can I bum a smoke? That was joke number one. You didn't laugh, Nardwuar.
I'm just letting you go.
Okay. What else can I tell you? I got an argument with this girl recently about abortions. I don't want to offend anybody, but this girl's trying to tell me that she felt a woman.
I don't know if I want to hear the end of this joke. Next.
Okay.
Actually, the opinions expressed are those of Manolis and only Manolis. If you're offended, please tune out now. Okay, back to the joke.
Can I do it?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I got an argument with this girl about abortions. I don't want to offend anybody, but this girl's trying to tell me that she felt that women should only get abortions if they get raped. Where I didn't agree with her, I think women should do
everything. Actually, I don't know if I really want to hear this one. Maybe we can skip to the next one.
Okay. All right, dude. That's cool, man. What else can I tell you? My only problem with the cops is when you do need them, they take too long for the call. Sometimes like an hour and a half for a cop. I'm thinking I get the pizza guy in my house before I get a cop. Maybe that's who I'll call next time, eh? It's like pizza. Yeah, I think someone's trying to break into my house. And what are your specials today? Please hurry. I'm so hungry. The only thing I find about people that preach, the only thing I hate more than people that preach how they're not racist or people preach how they are racist. I was talking to this guy about interracial dating. He goes, I don't care, man. I don't care who my daughter comes home with. I don't care if the guy's white, black, red, green, blue. People are people, man. I'm not saying racist or not, but if your daughter comes home with a green guy and you're just cool with it, you're not a racist. You're an idiot. Yeah, obviously, I'm cool with black people, too. If my daughter came home with a green guy, I'm going to want to know something about his background. I'm going to be like, hey, that's great. You like my daughter. Why the hell are you green? What else can I say?
I don't like the blue man group.
You don't like the blue man? I don't like them either.
Yeah, why don't you like them?
They're just too weird for me, dude.
So I would say blue guys. I wouldn't say green. I would say blue man.
Okay, we'll go blue.
I would say Blue Man Group because I think they caused some trouble in Toronto, didn't they? Because they refused to use union workers.
Yeah.
Which I thought was amazing because the American Federation of Musicians put them on the shit list. Like, there's a shit list, and the Blue Man Group was on the shit list for screwing around the people in Toronto. So go unions, go in Toronto. I thought that was kind of interesting that they screwed them over.
Well, what happens
I think it's
now?
Kind of cool, the Blue Man Group. I mean, the stuff they do. But they didn't allow non-union, they didn't allow union workers or something like that. So I thought that was kind of cool how they thought they were above the law can get away with it, but no, you can't beat the American Federation of Musicians.
They're stronger than the was it the one for the war? What do you call those guys to overlook
something? An injury for one is an injury for all.
Right. So did it affect these guys' careers?
I'm not sure. I don't think it did anything, but it was just cool to see the Blue Man Group on the shit list of the American Federation of Musicians. They may be removed at this point, but there was some sort of incident there. So that's why I kind of don't like blue guys at all. Although the Blue Man is a neat name because Joe Meek, legendary record producer from England, he had a group called the Blue Men who were like session dudes. And I'm not sure if they recorded on Telstar, the legendary Joe Meek hit, but a whole bunch of cool garage records. So Blue Men, I do kind of like blue in that respect. I just don't like the Blue Man Group. So I probably would use blue instead of green. Do people dissect your act like that at all, Manolis? Like when you're up on stage afterwards, do they pick out things perhaps that maybe you didn't think they would pick up on?
Yeah, sometimes. I think sometimes they tend to like parts of jokes more than the actual joke, or they'll have their favorite jokes or their favorite. Sometimes they just like the whole character of what you are, you know?
And in marketing yourself, you're a real genius, Manolis.
Oh, thank you.
I was looking at the YouTube clip titled Russell Peters Rips on Manolis.
Right.
And it's 9 minutes and 56 seconds long.
Right.
But he's only really talking about you for about 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Right.
So the rest of the clip is just you, Manolis.
Right, right. Totally.
So people searching for Russell Peters will be forced to find out about Manolis, which is genius. Because some people might just think, oh, it's just like Russell talking about Manolis. But not only is it Russell talking about Manolis, there's Manolis actually in there. So you're able to sucker them in there. That's genius marketing. I love that. Did you think of that when you were putting that up there?
I totally thought of that. Exactly.
Now, he goes on in his little discussion there about you, Manolis, Russell Peters. Where did you meet Russell Peters? What's your interaction with him? Because he talks about how you ironed a pube into a T-shirt.
Yes, I did. I make my own, like, I Love Manolis T-shirts.
It's amazing, the stuff you have. The merchandise is incredible. Where do you get that stuff? Like, it's totally amazing vintage stuff.
Some of the stuff is from Out of the Past in Hamilton. There's a store called Out of the Past. And then there's like stuff, there's other places that I just see. Anytime I see something really cool, I'll snap it up. And if I think I can make something cool out of it, if it's the right price too, because I can't spend that much money, you know, because I don't even charge people for it.
And the records you find are really cool too, like that Snoop Doggy Dogg signed record. Well, it was actually a Tommy Chong record. You got Tommy Chong to sign a record for me to give to Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Like, where'd you find that record? And also, where'd you get that Red Fox wall hanging? You also had like a Red Fox wall hanging.
I had the Red Fox album, and I just photocopied it. And I ended up giving the Red Fox album to Russell because I knew he liked Red Fox. So I would have liked to given it to you to give to Snoop.
And you had Manolis wall hangings too.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I got
like this Manolis wall hangs. That's an amazing merchant, but none of them will be available tonight at Yuck Yucks. Like,
no.
You are tonight at Yuck Yucks. You are Manolis, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes,
from
yes,
Hamilton, Ontario.
Yes, I am.
Tonight at Yuck Yucks, tomorrow at Yuck Yucks, but none of this amazing merchandise. And your website is down, so people can't order
it. Should
that.
Be, yeah, well, it'll be up. It should be up right now.
As of now.
Oh, yeah. I just paid it because my guy...
But you have some really neat stuff there. Do you have any of that for sale on the website? Because you could explain about the wall hangings and all the jackets and stuff, and in a back to the pube.
Yeah, so I got like just pictures that I took, and I'll put like my website in the picture somewhere. And I got like just t-shirts where it's a picture of me, and at the bottom of it says ilovemanolis.com. And when I made the one for Russell by mistake, I guess like he says a pube. I guess it was a pube got in the underneath the iron thing, and I ironed a pube. So anyways, he thinks it's hilarious, and I guess it is. And he was making fun of me on stage before he introduced me. So now I literally got 20,000 hits off of that.
I thought it was incredible. And also, it was really nice, the generosity that you showed. Are you as nice to me as to other people like that? Because, like, you just mailed me that big chunk of stuff. Like, you didn't even know who I was. And, like, you mailed me. You didn't even know me. You mailed me a giant box of clothing to wear and records and all this amazing stuff. It was incredible, Manolis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like, an amazing jean jacket that I was able to wear when I interviewed the band The Doodle Bops, which is really great, with ilovemanolis.com on the back.
Right.
Do you do that? Do you mail? I guess you gave the thing to Alice Cooper.
Yeah, I gave the thing to Alice Cooper. It was just that one thing.
Who else have you sent stuff to? Because I was just so honored to get it. Was just such an amazing load of stuff.
Not too many other people. When you contacted me after I emailed you and you gave me the address to mail it to, I was like, all right, this guy's cool. This guy's up for it.
But you emailed me and said, I want to send you a box of stuff. And I was like, this is amazing. You know, this is like a huge, this was great. Thank you so much, Manolis.
You're welcome. Great stuff.
Like, your merchandise just is awesome. It's too bad it won't be there tonight at Yuck Yuck. So did you ever get an encore? Did you get an encore at the Seattle Comedy Fest?
I did deal with a heckler the first night I was there, which was really interesting. It was my first night competing at the Seattle Comedy Festival, and there's this couple that wouldn't shut up through everybody's act. So I finally stopped and talked to them in the like you're being the reason the comedians don't stop and deal with it is because they're actually being judged. It's a competition. So they're trying to ignore these couple talking. So in the middle of my set, I stopped and looked at them. I'm like, excuse me. Do you think I'm here to listen to you talk? Why don't you guys shut the F up? And then the crowd loses it. And I just said a few more things and I just went on with my act. The fact of the matter is it's like it was a big risk just to leave your act because I'm being judged. So I think it helped.
Did it get you some extra points?
Oh, totally, man. I came in fifth that night and it was like out of 16 comics.
Now, how would you have come in, say, fourth or sixth? Like, which joke didn't work out that night?
I don't know, man. It's hard.
Can you know that from each night you're doing stuff? Like, I better not do that again.
I think the problem is I like to swear a lot, so I think maybe sometimes that might hurt me, and I don't know it. But I tend to do so good that like.
What is the best reaction that you've got, and what's the best reaction you've seen a comedian get? Like, what sort of encores have you seen comedians get? I mean, like anytime watching TV or anything, or that you've seen in a performance.
I think Jay Rouse all the time will just. Gets them in such a frenzy that he'll leave and they don't want him to leave. And then he usually does an encore after that. But best reaction I ever got from an audience, I would have to say, is just the fact that, when I opened up for Russell and I was in front of 2,000 people and it was just going so great that it was almost overwhelming that I couldn't even comprehend that I was in the moment. Like, this is like, I was like, there's the times I've actually wanted to tell the audience to calm down, you know?
But. Speaking of audiences and Stush Manolis performing tonight at Yuck Yucks, quote, I find it odd listening to a North American accent in a UK venue.
Oh, yeah, the guy that saw me, yeah.
When you performed in England.
Yeah.
People reviewing you that way. I find it odd listening to a North American accent in a UK venue. What was it like doing a North American accent? Were you tempted to put on a British accent?
No. I think they get thrown off a little bit because they think they just want to think that you're American, even like from the States, and then they find out from you're Canadian. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, and I'm like, no, it's cool. I don't take offense of it, you know. But like, I would do better in the UK than I do in Canada, like performance-wise. I get more of it, like I kick ass here, but I even get more of a reaction in the UK. Like I'll get applause breaks on jokes that I don't get applause breaks at all. Like it's weird down there. Like they eat me up big time, and they love it. They love comedy down there, and I'm up for it. I love it down there. It's wicked.
What don't they understand of your jokes? Did you tailor make your act at all for them? Did you take stuff out because maybe they wouldn't understand it? Remember, like, Wayne's World had that different name when it played over in Europe.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I think it was something called, like, Bangers and Mash or something like that. But they did understand Wayne's World or one of those movies.
You just keep going until you just drop the jokes that you realize that they're not useful there. Like, you have a joke or it's about dog. It's the saying dog. Can I say that, Fred?
The opinions expressed are those of Manolis and only Manolis. Tune out if you're scared of Manolis. Go ahead.
The joke's called Dog. It's about a dog fucker, the saying, the dog fucker. Like,
the Linda Lovelace movie, Dog Fucker.
It's the whole idea of it, just like you hear it at work, it's about being called lazy. It's another way of saying you're like doing nothing. So I make fun of that joke. It's a very Hamilton joke, but it's a very Canadian joke. I tried the joke there and no one laughs because it's a saying that they don't even know. Do you get what I'm saying?
You auditioned. For what? What have you auditioned for? What auditions have you been to? Because there's a lot of movies shot in Hamilton and back east and stuff. Have you auditioned for any movies?
Not much. I've done a lot of commercials. I've only gotten one, but you've done.
What was that?
It was a Proline commercial. I'm just sitting beside the dude that wins, and I'm acting like I'm his buddy, and I'm all like, "Wow, I can't believe you just won." It's pretty simple.
How about for the DC Comedy Fest? You're gonna be playing the DC Comedy Fest.
Oh yeah, 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 totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I noticed something on there. Auditions for the Tonight Show. That's part of the Comedy Fest. They're having auditions for the Tonight Show.
Really?
Have you heard of stuff like that happening? Auditions for the Tonight Show.
Well, I know like people from those shows are coming to watch you. So like, I think they have these special things where you can go and get seen by certain people, and they critique you and all this other stuff. Sometimes that costs money, but sometimes I think there's an actual auditions in the sense of these certain people just come to your show and watch, and everybody's trying to find the next big thing. You know what I'm saying?
Because it seemed interesting. This is like auditions for the Tonight Show, and they kind of weaseled down the number of people that were actually going to be performing in this thing. I guess people submitted resumes, and then they cut it down to a certain number of people. Audition for the Tonight Show. I mean, that's the big time, isn't it? Audition for the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's pretty big. I'd be... There's a lot of hoops that you got to jump through, you know? Like, I mean, I think there's this Canadian guy named Jerry D. He's auditioned for Tonight Show twice, and he hasn't got on it. And
where was the audition?
They flew him to L.A. to audition, like, and they still haven't grabbed him for it. And, like, this guy's stellar, man. Like, he's kick-ass. He's funny.
What's his best joke?
His best joke? His mom says that you should pick up chicks and meet girls in church. I'm like, how am I supposed to do that? You know, the basket comes by. He's like, no, don't worry. I'll get it. I got it. The money basket?
Boom! Well, thank you very much, Manolis, for coming into the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show here today. Really appreciate it. We have some tickets to give away to your performance at Yuck Yucks tomorrow night, and you're also performing tonight at Yuck Yucks.
Yes, I am.
For British Columbia, Canada. We also have some DVDs of yours to give away. If you're interested, 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. You can also check out your MySpace and your website, ilovemanolis.com, from Hamilton, Ontario. Also, I forgot to mention from Hamilton, Ontario, is Kazer. Remember Kazer?
No.
It was some metal guy, Kazer. And also Teenage Head, who will be on a Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, hopefully, touch wood, in the next couple of weeks or whatever.
Teenage Head's awesome.
Yes, they're from Hamilton, Ontario. And as well from Hamilton, Ontario, Daniel Lanois, U2 producer.
Yeah.
Who also produced very early on a band called Simply Saucer from Hamilton, Ontario. And we're going to end the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show with some proto-punk from Hamilton, Ontario, 1974. What you are listening to here is a musical anomaly. Something that was and still is completely out of step with the progression of popular music in this country. For a band in Canada in 1974 to operate from a musical base that drew upon Velvet Underground, The Stooges, Syd Barrett, Pink Flares, etc. as sonic sources was not merely unusual, but downright abhorrent. The fact that it took 15 years to get these recordings out into the public eye speaks volumes on the nature of the group Simply Saucer. So we're going to hear. So it took these dudes about 15 years of working in Hamilton before anybody heard about them. I guess it's taken about that long for you too, Manolis.
Yeah,
Saucer have laid the foundation for you to follow.
Well, everybody knows that they're like a big influence of like who I am as a comedian. They're the reason I'm doing what
I'm
doing.
And a lot of people really are into the Simply Saucer. Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth, she was an early groupie of Simply Saucer, which is really amazing. Gordon of Sonic Youth. And I think Kim Gordon's sister, Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth, was actually somehow related in that Manson thing, which is kind of weird.
Really?
She might have been attacked or something like that. Some weird connection there. I read it in the Alex Full book, Confusion Is Next by Sonic Youth, by Alex Fogg, all about Sonic Youth. 604-822-247 UBC-CITR if you want to win any tickets to go see
Manolis
tonight at Yuck Yucks or tomorrow night at Yuck Yucks. Well, actually, I don't know. I think the tickets were tomorrow night. And also, Manolis, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all? Why should people care about Manolis?
Because I really care about telling jokes. I really am into what I do. It's more about me telling jokes than anything else. I don't do it for any other reason than just to get people to laugh. And besides that, and maybe meet some chicks after that.
And Manolis, anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
If you could check out my MySpace, it's Manolis Antanos, and then the website, ilovemanolis.com, and there's a tons of stuff on there that I think you'll dig. But besides that, I just totally appreciate anybody just showing up to any show that's digging what I do.
Well, thanks very much, Manolis. 604-822-247 UBCCITR. If you want to know those tickets for tomorrow night to go see Manolis at Yuck Yucks and Manolis, doo-doo-doo-loo-doo.
Doo-doo.
Responsible Consumption Week is happening at UBC March 19th to 23rd. As consumers, we impact people and ecosystems with everything we buy. And throughout our event, students and faculty will be challenged to consider their impact. Select events include the Sustainability Film Festival, Tuesday at 7 p.m. A panel discussion with industry experts on progressive consumer power, Thursday at 5 p.m. Also, visit our trade fair featuring local, socially and environmentally responsible businesses all day Thursday and Friday in the Student Union Building. For more information on these free events, please visit www.ubc-rcw.org. Check out Responsible Consumption, and remember, think before you buy.
National Red Cross Club is proud to present Rocking for Peace in the Middle East, a concert featuring the February's and Soma State at the Pitt Pub at 8 o'clock on Saturday, March 24th. Tickets are $10 and will be on sale from March 19th until the 23rd at a booth in the Student Union Building. You can also buy them at Zulu Records, The Outpost, and At the Door. All proceeds from the show will go towards the Red Cross's efforts to relieve victims of the Lebanon-Israel conflict. Get your tickets soon and rock out for peace.